some great news going into this Rams game for everybody.
What's your great news?
And I know we all need great news, right? I
mean, oh, absolutely. Especially after the start of this show. Good morning, Gjallarhorn. It's a dark week. We come off a lousy game against the Buffalo Bills, in which our Minnesota Vikings got trounced. It's unfortunate. Defense played well, but it was a field position game, and you can't win games when you give the opposition great field position, especially in the first quarter. So it's unfortunate.
Meow, meow.
And as you could see, there's Drew. How you doing, Drew?
Meow, meow.
Oh, and there's Princess.
There's my princess. Regardless of the outcome, she's always fired up.
That's right. All right, dark, Princess.
It's a dark day indeed, just like your backdrop.
Yes, dark day.
Thought this would be a happy show. I said last week, at least this will be the one happy show. It's a sure win.
Yeah. Well, we can get there. But first, we have more dark news.
Yes.
As we all found out, especially today after watching Zimmer's press conference, today is Tuesday as we record. Everson Griffin is getting some needed help. Unfortunately, he had an incident over the weekend. And as reported, he was taken to a hospital to be evaluated. There are more details coming out. We'll put them in the speculation right now, even though they're coming out across ESPN and other places. And just hope that Everson gets the help he needs to get well.
Sure. That's got to be the main focus at this point. I mean, it's unfortunate. Fighting mental illness of any kind is... I mean, I've been through drug and alcohol rehab myself. I mean, I got a mental issues like my family or friends or a ton of other people do. Certainly not anything to mess with, and I feel for the guy. It's nothing about football. Football doesn't matter right now. The man's got to get himself right. So I wish him the best, you know.
So do I. And I know Coach said today that the Vikings owners and owners across the NFL are doing everything they can to support him and get him any help he needs along with his family in this time of crisis. So
that's a big part of it. I mean, every case is different, but a big part of it is using the resources around you and leaning on the people that are around you. So, you know, I imagine he's got a pretty good support staff. So we move forward.
Yep. He'll move forward. We'll move forward, just like we did against Buffalo.
I don't think we moved forward much that day.
No, but if all goes as planned, this will come out Thursday morning in time for your preview of the Vikings at the LA Rams.
Moving on to the Rams?
Moving on to the Rams.
Yeah!
We're back. And it's now time to talk about Thursday in Los Angeles against the
look
Rams. Oh, look at Princess.
Princess is drinking water. Well, like Princess, our offense has to be pretty thirsty this week. They got to be wanting, whoops. They got to be wanting to be pretty, oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Just as long as you don't get that water on your new computer.
No, it's all good. I got it under control. Yeah, we're on to the Rams now. The blackness is over. You lifted the black veil, I see. You're not living in darkness anymore.
No. Nope.
I'm a little off today. I'm not myself without Ted Glover. Ted Glover's on vacation or something. So,
well, I think actually he may be on a secret mission to gather intel.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, for Coach Zimmer to use.
Dave here with your Good Morning Gjallarhorn Intel Brief. We have Ted out on secret assignment. Drew and I are getting ready to pull this game plan together, and everything is starting to come into focus. Watch Thursday on the Climbing the Pocket Network. Good morning, Gjallarhorn.
Ted Glover, Intel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gathering information. I got plenty of information for you guys. That's Ted's intel right there.
Well, we can ask Ted. Ted, where are you?
Doing intel.
But where?
I don't know why. Blessing the rains in Africa, man. That's where he said he was going.
Yeah, but he was in New York.
That guy takes a lot of vacations, man.
He was in New York City. Well, he's getting L.A. Rams intel in New York City. I have no idea. And he's the one that complained about bad intel.
Wasn't he in London like two months ago or something?
No, he was somewhere. He travels a lot with work sometimes.
I got some great news going into this Rams game for everybody.
What's your great news?
And I know we all need great news, right? I mean,
absolutely. Especially after the start of this show.
Well, the Rams are down both starting corners, I've been told.
Yes, that is confirmed. They are out.
Peters and Tlaib both gone for the game. So there's our avenue of exploit. If we can at least throw the ball 10 yards down the field, I think we'll be all right.
Well, and we've got to do that. Now, the offensive line, you want to speak about more good news. Coach Zimmer said this morning that Pat Elflein will be starting Thursday night.
That's good news. That's good news. We need all the good news we can get. I mean, the Rams, talk about unfair. You get to start and you got to face Donald and Sue. I mean, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to the NFL.
I watched them play the Chargers last Sunday. That was the game on after the Viking game, and it was like, oh, man. The Rams are the best team I've seen this year.
Well,
best team in football.
They're 3-0 coming into this game. They're feeling high. Hopefully this is their trap game.
Sure.
But they're playing a good team, and they know they're playing a good team. Even if we're without Everson Griffin. Hopefully we're not without Riley Reiff, but he did not practice yesterday due to a foot injury.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, that should be interesting to see who plays left tackle.
Yeah, so, we definitely have a big challenge coming up this week. I mean, this is one of the games I did not have circled as a victory when I did my when I went down the schedule in May and circled all the games I thought were winnable. This one I didn't have as a win, so we're on the other end of the spectrum right now. We're like the underdog going in, which is maybe a good thing after the Buffalo game.
Well, I think they play better when they're considered the underdog.
You know, I agree with that statement, David, and I don't disagree with anybody.
But they're going in there, they're playing on grass, which can tend to be an issue for the Vikings. And we don't know who's going to be on the offensive line other than Elflein starting. Don't know if Jones is taking Compton's spot or if Jones, if Reiff was out, and then are they going to move Remmers over to left tackle and put Jones and Reichgart. We don't know yet. We probably won't know until Thursday evening. But either way, no matter what it is, John DeFilippo has to figure out how to speed up the offense so that Kirk Cousins doesn't feel the pressure. If it's keeping passes, you know, getting quick releases and keeping it under 2.5 seconds, the rush won't get to you, right? It's too quick. Now, if he does that, we're not going to have any deep throws or very few of them because they take time to develop. But you will have short and intermediate. And if you hit short and intermediate on the sidelines, which Cousins is very good at, both sides, we can make some money. We can score. Well, you know, put what? Diggs and Thielen out there and they can go nuts.
You got to be able to run the football, Dave. That works with any offense because that makes the defense not be able to key on what's going on. When you can become one-dimensional, we've talked about this before, you pretty much one-dimensioned your way right out of a win. Listen, when Kirk Cousins came in here, the two contentions that most of us had were he's not very good under pressure. You know, he's not the best quarterback under pressure. I mean, he does the play action really well, but you have to keep him clean in the pocket in order for him to be successful. And we didn't do that in Buffalo, and look what happened. And he had ball protection. That was the other major concern. He had more fumbles than any other quarterback since 2012.
Right, and he had two last week. But
right. Well, what I'm saying is,
were punched out. And
punched out, whatever, coughed up, whatever the hell you want to call it. A fumble's still a fumble, even if it's hanging off the ass of a cow. It's the same thing. But my points are,
remind me to Photoshop a football on the ass of the meow cow.
His fumbling problem, and he's not very good under pressure. Those are the two things you want to stay away from with Cousins. He's really good at the play action. When you give him time, he's a really good quarterback. He can get into a rhythm. He can make all the throws. He can throw it deep. And he has a great attitude about wanting to destroy teams. And when he gets his attitude, it's a winning attitude, but you got to get him in the right mode. We didn't follow those two things in Buffalo, and we got exposed at the court. The Rams got a stout ass defense, dude. They're going to do the same thing. We're going to max protect Thursday night, or we have no chance, and we got to run the football.
Speaking of running the football, do you want more good news?
Cook's back?
Well, he's not completely back, but Zimmer said today he thinks Cook will be ready for Thursday's game.
I like that. I like that.
What, did you eat peyote for lunch?
I used to have a buddy in high school. His name was Mike Hemmingson. And he used to walk through the hallways doing this all day. Mike Hemmingson.
He doing blotters?
I don't know what he was doing, but he used to carry a bird to school. He had the big Jimmy Page haircut. And he used to just walk through he was on a different level with everybody else. Good. Cooker's back. I'm happy to hear that. We need him. We need to get jump started for this game. We need to come out and run the ball. Run to open up that pass this week. Let's do it.
And speaking of the run game, another important cog in that game, maybe back to tight end Mr. Morgan practiced yesterday as well.
Well, he's a game changer.
Well, hey, no.
No, I need his blocking. He's a good blocking blocker.
Tight end.
No, he's a great blocking.
Huge guy. Difference. Period.
Anybody up front that knows how to block will make a huge difference. We didn't do any of it last week.
Well, that's true, but it sure as hell helps for around the edge running.
Yes. Yes, that's getting everybody back. We just need to go into this game with a different attitude, kind of like this show. The last show we had was really angry on Sunday. We need to go into this with a different attitude.
Yes, we do. And I have hope. I have hope. We can go in there and pull the upset. I have no doubt.
I believe so, too.
No, we can. The Rams, even though they're 3-0 and they're playing relatively well, they have their issues too, right? And Goff is a young quarterback. We beat them last year. I don't see why we can't go in there and steal this one, especially coming off the loss last week. And as in the last episode, I called that, that's our mulligan game. Vikings in the last 4 or 5 years under Zimmer has always had that one game where they go in, are expected to win, and they get beat. That's Buffalo. I'm chalking that up on the board as that's our one mulligan game. Now they'll go out there with attitude to make it up.
That's a bad pattern, though. I mean, you say one a year. If you look at me, let me run this by and get your thoughts on it. Take the last, five games we played. Take the Saints playoff game, the Philly debacle, then the first three games of the season. What do we want? One of those games? Two of those games? Have we looked good in any of those games? You say mulligan once a season? Mm-hmm. How about two mulligans out of the last four games? I mean, the game in Philly was...
Yeah, but we weren't favored on that.
Atrocious. Well, the game last week was even worse. I'm talking about the overall play of the team. That's two crappy games in the last four. I sense a pattern coming on with this.
Well, and hopefully... You want to talk about the Vikings, you know, we've seen it from, you know, going 98 to 99, 2000, 2001, 2009 to 2010. I hope we aren't in that, you know, traditional Vikings organizational pattern. And we shouldn't be. We've got different owners. We've got a different coach.
Why does it seem that we lose our composure over one big play? You ever notice that? I mean, we had the Philly game. We had the pick six, the fumble in the pocket, or one of those two, whichever one happened first. It all came apart. Oh, shit, the whole game. The wheels are off. The wheels are off. That's a good term I should use. And then they had the game with that team from Wisconsin. Blocked punt. Wheels are off. But, oh, the wheels came off. And it seemed like the Bills game last week, the personal foul penalty on the five.
Mm-hmm.
Wheels, we don't use lug nuts on our wheels. We use duct tape because they come off really easy. We seem to lose our composure and be out of the game.
Well, hopefully that changes.
You gotta look past one or two plays. You gotta look past it, dude.
No, and I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And I, for the most part, last week they did, you know. But, you know, they got the second fumble. They had the Linval helmet to helmet, you know. And that would have been a three and out. So, sure.
Right.
Now, but let's get off the negativity. We're
right,
going
right. I'm
to
sorry.
The Rams.
My fault. We're
going
That's my
to
fault.
The Rams. Now, you talked about they're running, right? The Vikings right. running game. Well, the Rams' worst part of their team or worst part of their scores last week was in their run defense.
I thought it was having to live in L.A. I thought that was the worst part of being on their team.
Well, I'm sure it is because, you know, cost of living down there is absolutely outrageous.
Oh, it sucks. It's a smoggy pit. It's a shithole. No, okay, yeah, the run defense?
Their run defense and their tackling was their lowest grades last week, along with special teams.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it gives us an opening. And then you take out the two corners. Hey, we got an opportunity here to go beat them on their turf. They just finished the Battle of LA last week, right? That's got to be semi-emotional form,
sure. Right?
Let's go in and take the wind out of their sails.
You know what, David? We're due for a gimme touchdown, like a gift touchdown, aren't we?
I think
we had blocked punt against it. We get, you know, it's time for us to have a pick six or something. I mean, we had one against the Niners, but return score, something to shake the Rams up a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kickoff return, something, you know, something big, a big splash play from the defense. Get the defense feeling a little a little better about themselves, build a little confidence, you know, get some confidence going.
Strip sack.
Right.
Type thing.
Right. Yep. I think we, that'll get everybody feeling better, build a little confidence. And, you know, after last week, it's proof that anybody can beat anybody on any day. Right. So
exactly. And last week was the Twilight Zone week across the NFL.
You know, sometimes then it's best to get out on the road, take your business out on the road and go deal with it in another person's stadium. All the pressure's on them. They may just be another football. They're a very good football team, but they can be beat. Chargers had their moments in that game. Like you mm-hmm. said about the run defense, Gordon and that Eckler guy, whatever their backup is, both of them were tearing off some pretty big runs. So they're susceptible just like anybody else. But
mm-hmm.
I think we could use a couple gift touchdowns in this one. Help us out a little bit.
Now, I heard that the broadcast is being done by Fox Thursday night. We get Aikman and not Joe Buck.
Thank really?
You. Yeah. Buck is nice. Still doing baseball.
Nice.
Yes.
No Buck?
No Buck. So that is more good news.
That is good news.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Do you have anything else?
No, we need to bounce back. The whole fan base needs to bounce back. We can't play any worse. This is a game we just got to let it all hang out and stick with the program and stick with the overall, try to have some good thoughts in this one. Let's just get it turned around. We're a good football team. You know, Dave, we're good. We're not scrubs. So I'm going into this just like every other Viking game. I think we can win it.
I do too. And in the meantime, Ted is with his beautiful wife down in South Africa.
All right, Ted!
He'll be there by the time this airs. He is going to the wine country of South Africa to enjoy South African wine, which I'm sure is mm-hmm. very, very good. And gather more intel for even next week.
I got intel for you. Intel. Well, good for him. I didn't know Africa had wineries or anything like that.
Yeah, South Africa has got a huge, I'll show a map probably up here, right?
Right.
On the Southern Africa down near Cape Town up to the mountains, there's huge areas where they grow grapes.
Really?
Yeah.
Zulu Winery? That's pretty cool, dude.
Could be.
Wow, that's interesting. That man gets around the world. I like, you know, I have to get a good report from Ted this week.
Yes.
Can't wait to get him back on. He missed the right week. Missing that the last game was probably good timing.
It was. You got anything else to say, buddy?
Meow, meow, Viking cow. Princess says goodbye. She got interested in something else, though. She moves on with things. She doesn't sit still. So I just want to say skull to everybody out there. Say hi to the Gjallarhorn group. Hey, Mary, how you doing? She always likes to shout out. Meow, meow, Viking cow. Let's do it. Let's win.
Skull, baby. Skull. Vikings win.